Thank you, Madam Chair, and let me also extend my welcome to the delegation to the second day of our dialogue. We've listened closely to your responses yesterday, and we have some new questions today that I hope will build on some of the themes that we have been talking about for the last couple of days. So the focus of my remarks today are on issues 18 and 19, which concern judicial independence and access to justice and fair trial. So first, let me say that the committee genuinely commends the State Party for its commitment to judicial independence and its ongoing efforts to improve the judiciary in Suriname. We understand, however, that Suriname remains below the number of judges needed for a fully functioning judicial system. Now, in the head of delegation's opening statement yesterday, he noted some very good news, that the Court of Justice currently has 29 candidates in training, and the Attorney General has launched a training program for, I believe it was 16 candidates for the Public Prosecutor's Office. So these are absolutely positive developments. We'd appreciate it if the delegation could say a bit more about when it's expected that the Judiciary and Prosecutor's Office will reach the full complement of judges and prosecutors needed for the fully functioning judicial system. We also have a number of questions about the financial administration of the judiciary. We understand, at least from reports we've read, that the Ministry of Justice and Police no longer directly manages the judiciary's finances, and that the government is in the process of establishing a separate entity within the High Court of Justice with its own budgetary authority. So if you could just tell us a bit more about that, about the steps the State Party is taking to ensure that this financial structure, which we think is generally a good one, how that respects the principle of judicial independence and what the plans are for its implementation. Next, the committee commends the State Party for the recent adoption of the Code of Conduct for Judges and a judicial complaints procedure. We would, consistent with what I mentioned in my opening remarks yesterday, we'd be interested in additional information about how these mechanisms are enforced and implemented. For example, has the complaints procedure been used yet? If so, how are complaints investigated? And what happens to judges who are found to have violated the code of conduct? Also relating to the judiciary concerns, relating to the judiciary, are plans to decentralize it to avoid individuals having to travel to the capital or to Nikeri, if I've said that correctly, to appear in court. And we'd appreciate additional information about this decentralization plan, which we think is, which seems very promising, and in particular, what measures the State Party will take to enable indigenous and tribal peoples in interior districts to obtain access to justice. Also relating to finances, we've received reports that some court proceedings can be delayed due to either the absence of or inadequate funding for translators, psychologists, and other experts that are needed for some cases. So if you could tell us what steps are being contemplated to recruit and train and pay for the experts required to ensure the expeditious resolution of such cases. I have also a few questions about the legal aid program. So the committee has received some reports indicating that attorneys who provide legal aid are not always compensated adequately or in a timely fashion. So any information you have, if you could comment on these reports and provide us any information on the current and anticipated funding levels for the Legal Aid Bureau. Relatedly, we would be interested in knowing more about the efforts to establish legal aid bureaus in more remote areas of the countries. And Minister Amoksi, in your opening remarks yesterday, you explained that in January of this year, the legal aid program was evaluated and recommendations were made for its improvement. Could you tell us more about these recommendations and how they are planned to be implemented? For example, are attorneys provided to eligible parties in the civil proceedings that you mentioned are held once per month in the interior districts of Brokopondo and Marovinia? I tried. And those are really all the questions that I have for today. Thank you very much.